There is another aspect about the self-existent oneness that we can address as we go through this mystery, trying to find our way experientially. And thought is one way of listening to these words and trying to grasp concepts, but I'm trying to, more importantly, convey an experience. So I want to say something about dichotomies. In human history, because of human needs and because of human distortions, we have spiritual traditions pitted against one another on all kinds of levels, within the West, within the East, within history. Not all, but most, claim to be it, to have the singular interpretation of what divine reality is. And so part of our human history is that dichotomies are set up in the mind about how to approach divine reality. And the biggest, or one of the biggest, probably the biggest, dichotomy that's created in the human mind is whether human life and physical form is an illusion, and what we should do about it if it is. And so I call that the dichotomy between being and becoming. The way of conceiving of the universe, the way of conceiving of divine reality, what you perceive is God, how you experience that, is filtered through the prism of your own soul awareness. Your own soul will determine what portion of the infinite, it's infinite, you can have an infinite perception of what the divine is. So what you will perceive about it as most central will come because of how your soul perceives. So in general, the gravitation has been towards thinking of the ultimate goal of spirituality to be the original unmanifest unity, which is the being, before creation. Well, I call it the ground of being. And many traditions of the East are in that direction, moving consciousness towards the point of origin, which is the ground of being, which is creation prior, consciousness prior to creation. Brahma in the Hindu tradition is that, is unmanifest divine reality. And other names for that are in other Eastern traditions. So from the Eastern standpoint, the Western traditions are misguided. From the Western standpoint, the Eastern traditions make no sense. And the reason is because of the dichotomy between being and becoming. So if the traditions of the East are going towards the goal of unmanifest divinity prior to creation, then everything else is an add-on, unnecessary. And the word for it is either ignorance or illusion. And so one tries to go back to the original reality before creation because the rest is illusion. The West was given, and I believe it's purposeful, the task of bringing forth becoming. In other words, the West is attuned to the unfoldment of spiritual purpose and the reason for creation. The reason for creation is whatever we attribute causality to in the self-existent one that made the one become many, is produced us. The one gave birth to us. And out of that intentionality, since it was an intention, comes all of the Western traditions about what are we meant to become. So becoming, and there could be various ideas about it, but the idea is that creation is purposeful and that we're adding something that was intended to the original unity. We are not illusions, unnecessary illusions, but we are adding something to creation. So that's why I say, anybody who has a label that they put on what the divine is believing something that is untrue for reasons that have to do with human psychology, because the divine is both being and becoming. And there's no way for the mind to conceive that except by saying two different words. So then it seems like it's two, being and becoming. But in the original state of unity, no, it's only one. We just can't conceive of how being and becoming could become one, but it's still one, whether we can conceive of it or not. So the difficulty in human thought, which proceeds along lines of separation because of naming, creates this dichotomy, and much of history is based on that. And we can reverse it by understanding that there are no dichotomies in the oneness. It's a factor that relates to human perception, and that the traditions of the East and West are not opposite. They're different prismatic aspects of the self-existent one.